National Holiness, Leviticus 25:44-46.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
As for your male and your female slaves, whom you may have, of the nations that are around you, from them you may buy male and female slaves. Moreover, of the children of the aliens who live among you, of them you may buy, and of their families who are with you, which they have conceived in your land, and they will be your property. You may make them an inheritance for your children after you, to hold for a possession. Of them you may take your slaves forever. But over your brothers, the children of Israel, you shall not rule, one over another, with harshness. Even though there was one law for the foreigner and for the native in Israel, there was an exception when it came to slavery. God allowed foreign slaves to be perpetually owned. I don't know why God did this, but I do have some things to consider. First, being a slave in Israel was probably better than being a poor man in the countries around them. In Israel, a slave gets every Saturday off, along with several major holidays. Many abusive practices are illegal, and you could end up getting set free if you're abused. Becoming a part of the household of God is an honor, and I think that some foreigners knew it. The other thing to keep in mind is that Israel was purposefully separated from all the nations of the world. Remember, that's what the word holy means. If they are to maintain an economic separation, then trading from outside must have a permanent cost. Allowing slaves to return home after 7 years would remove value from God's commonwealth and shift it to the godless ones. It would actually promote evil in the world. A slave that was permanently delivered to Israel was actually made holy and could never return to the evil way of life outside. It's easy for us to focus on God's rules about slaves while not realizing that we have sold ourselves into slavery over sin when we refuse to give it up. Slavery is not God's intention for mankind, as Jesus has clearly taught us. God has commanded that we all become brothers now. By this command, Jesus told us that slavery is supposed to be a thing of the past. Still, many refuse Jesus' command. As a result, slavery still exists. An obvious example is the fact that banking is still available, even though it is not legal among Christian brothers. Remember, interest between brothers was disallowed. But if interest is disallowed, then banks could not exist. Sin still drives people to buy too many things for themselves and get themselves into trouble. Banks hold sinners in slavery, punishing them until they work their way out of the hole that they dug for themselves. What I am saying is not a stretch. Here's what the Bible says. Proverbs 22:7. The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. Taking a bank loan is a sign that a sin either already happened or that one is taking place. You are taking a loan from a foreigner. For a legitimate purpose, you should take a loan from a brother. A bank is not a brother. They will take interest from you and expect you to do whatever they want to pay it back. God is against slavery. The problem is, we aren't. As a result, God has to buy us out of it, because God has purchased us out of the foreign country of sin. We are still slaves. We just have a master that gives us freedom, and I'm glad he owns me permanently.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.